This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris is live in studio, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Dave, it's good to see you. Happy little Friday.
Thank you, Coy. Good to be back.
We have a big night coming up in this town on Monday, right?
Several nights from now, yes.
So what happens, what's going to happen on Monday?
Monday night at our city council meeting, we will have a public hearing. It's sort of the last best chance for members of this community to let us know how they'd like to see the city proceed with regard to our long-term water supply plan. And then after that public hearing, we'll have a council discussion. And there may well emerge from that discussion a clear majority on council to proceed along one path or another. There may not, but I think it's a distinct possibility, in which case there may be a motion on the table that night to either adopt the current plan as is, to modify the current plan in some form or fashion. So it's a big night. It's I don't want to undersell it.
Yeah.
It's a big night. And
get there early, get a good seat, sign up.
I expect the chamber will be packed. Again, the meeting starts at 7, but yeah, if people want to, I mean, everybody who shows up who wants to speak on the water supply plan will be able to speak. But anyhow, it's going to be a long night. And, you know, we've been building up to this for a good couple of years now. Well, several years, if you think about it in whole, but certainly in the last couple of years, the city has asked a lot of hard questions, commissioned some studies, and you know, tried to reevaluate different components of the plan, and now that's all coming to the fore.
We're talking with Dave Norris, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you plan to be there Monday night, I'm curious what you have to say to City Council. Why don't you practice right now and share your thoughts, 977-1070. Dave, I'm sitting here thinking, when's the last time this community saw such a massive public works project as the one that we are poised on right now? And I'm sort of reminded of those really crowded city council meetings, public hearings back in the early 70s when they were debating the downtown mall, which was, in its own time, was incredibly controversial,
right?
A massive public works project. And here we are decades later again, you know, debating the merits of, you know, the biggest public works project in this community in generations. And that's proposed, we call it the 50-year water supply plan. Let me just cut right to the chase. I'm curious. Now, we've spoken many times, but I've never asked you point blank. Where are you on this? I mean, what's your thinking? What are you going into that public hearing Monday night thinking? And I'm curious as well, what has shaped your thinking? What have you found to be particularly instructive as you've sort of come to your own opinion about this?
Well, thank you for asking, Coy. It's this has been a real educational process for me. I am not a water expert. I've never claimed to be a water expert, but it's certainly something I've had to really learn, you know, all the ins and outs about. And if I had to vote tonight, let me tell you where I would vote. First of all, I think it's pretty clear that we don't need a new dam, period, at Lower Ragged Mountain, at the reservoir at Ragged Mountain. And the reason I can say that with such sort of certainty is because we just commissioned a study to look at the existing dam there. And it turns out the existing dam is in very good shape. We can easily build on top of that existing dam to whatever height we need. Therefore, there's no need to build a new dam. That's first and foremost. And that will save a tremendous amount of money by simply renovating and expanding our existing dam versus building a massive new dam. So that's first and foremost, no new dam. There's no need for it. So even if you want to build the same height dam and maximize the reservoir to the same height as the new dam would have, you don't need the new dam to do that. You can build on the existing dam. So that's first, take the new dam off the table. Secondly, I think we've got to proceed with dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. There was, I think, some legitimate questions raised about the costs of dredging based on the study that we did on the cost and feasibility of dredging, which came back and said, you know, dredging is certainly feasible, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you about, you know, approximately $35 million to dredge that reservoir. which is still much cheaper than the original estimate.
Which was like, what, $250 million.
That was a bit of a bigger scale project they were looking at. But still, $35 million is a lot to swallow, particularly when you compare it to the cost of the projected cost of the new dam. But, you know, the reality is that was based on going in and doing a one-time dredge, going in, getting it with these massive machines, getting the fill, dredged out of the reservoir, and then finding and building basically a giant bathtub to store it, to dump it in and to dewater it. And actually, the biggest costs were not getting it out of the reservoir. The biggest costs by far were building these giant dewatering basins, right? So that gave a lot of us pause. But since then, we've taken a hard look at what it would take to simply go in and dredge in small pieces over a period of years, what some are calling the sort of small bites approach. We had a fascinating presentation this week from Ellicott Dredging, which is the oldest and largest dredging equipment manufacturer in the country. Wish we'd brought him in a year or two ago, but anyhow. Basically said, you know what, you can dredge all at once and you're going to pay for it, or you can simply buy the dredge equipment yourselves. It'll cost you under $2 million. Under $2 million to buy the equipment, all the equipment you need to dredge and dewater. And then on an annual basis, you can easily pull about 100,000 cubic yards of sediment out of that reservoir for under $1 million a year. Right now, there's about under a million cubic yards of sediment that we would need to pull it out to restore the reservoir, the full capacity of the reservoir. And basically, at the end of the day, we're looking at let's say if we did it over a 10-year period, it'd be $10 million, give or take, plus a couple million to buy the equipment. And then on a periodic basis from there forward, using the equipment you already own, you can do maintenance dredging to prevent future siltation.
Which, so, you could argue we should have been already doing been for doing, decades. Yeah.
We would have been in much better shape now if we had been doing this all along. But anyhow, it was a very eye-opening presentation. Basically what it said was between the costs of dredging in this sort of in this fashion that he laid out for us and the cost of fixing and potentially adding some height to the existing Ragged Mountain Dam, we can get the project done, expand our storage capacity, and provide enough water for at least 40 years to come, based on Rivanna's own demand projections, which we'll get to
in a
second.
That's another story, yeah.
But based on their own demand projections, we can meet the needs of this community for at least 40 years by simply dredging the reservoir. I'm suggesting adding 13 feet to the existing dam. That entire package would cost in the ballpark of probably $25 million, roughly. When you consider that the cost of building the dam alone, the total cost of that project are many millions more than that, also involved the destruction of up to 200 acres of biologically rich forest at the Ragged Mountain Natural Area, a forest that has been called one of the crown jewels of the regional forest system. To me, it's I don't see how we can justify building a massive new dam there, clear-cutting 200 acres, incurring a huge amount of debt when we don't need it, and we don't need to do it. And the other beauty of this, two other things I'll say real quick, because I can go on and on.
We got lots of time. You take as much time right. as you want. And we want to just to take a moment. We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of Charlottesville. Big public hearing coming up Monday night. And the phone lines are open right now at 977-1074 or against the plan. That's the question right now for our listeners. Join the conversation, 977-1070. Dave.
Okay. So, what was I going to say? The two beauties of this plan that I've just laid out. One is that in shoring up the existing dam, adding 13 feet to it, the dam is in a good enough shape to where at any point in the future, if it turns out that demand projections that Rivanna spelled out are either right or are actually underestimated demand, at any point in the future, it gives us the flexibility to go back in and add height to that dam. So it does not preclude having a larger dam at Ragged Mountain, but it doesn't bind us to that. And we don't have to pay for that now when we know we're not going to need it for decades to come. So that there's some flexibility built into it to allow for a greater expansion if we actually need it. And then secondly, what it does is it gives us the time to see if the demand projections are accurate. And the state requires us, every locality in Virginia, to revisit its consumption every 10 years, revisit its demand projections every 10 years. That would give us at least two or three cycles, 10-year cycles, to look and see, are we actually using less water than we thought? Which many of us suspect we will be. So it builds in flexibility. It prevents us from incurring a tremendous amount of debt now that we don't need and doing a tremendous amount of environmental damage that's avoidable. That's where I would like to see us proceed. And we'll see what happens with the rest of councils.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. We're going to take a very quick break and continue this conversation in just a couple of minutes. We're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and Charlottesville City Council will host a very big public hearing, probably the biggest we've seen in quite some time, coming up on Monday night to get your thoughts about the proposed 50-year water supply plan. And specifically, Dave, you're interested in hearing from folks what course of action they would like to see the city take in this conversation with the county, right?
That's correct. And keep in mind, the city owns these reservoirs in question. The city owns the dams in question. So we've got to decide what we want to do with our reservoirs and with our dams. Obviously, it's part of a regional discussion, but that needs to happen. But
the city owns all these resources.
We own all these resources. Yeah. So I think the county's kind of been waiting to see what we're going to do and what direction we're going to take. And I think what people want to see is that we're not trying to starve the community of water. I have no interest in starving this community of water. I just don't want to overbuild and incur more debt than we need and do more environmental damage than is necessary.
We're talking with Dave Norris of the city of Charlottesville. Dave, let me ask you, there seems to be on the part of the proponents of the existing big plan, the people who want to build this really big, expensive new reservoir and pipeline and abandon the South Fork of the Ravanna and do no dredging. There seems to be a real a sense of urgency. Like, we've got to do this. This is the plan. Let's stick with the plan. And they have really, many of them have derided any efforts to do otherwise. Mm-hmm. And specifically derided efforts on the part of the city, independent efforts on the part of the city to fund studies just to take a longer second or third look at the existing plan, studies which have brought us real documentation and real evidence that as far as I'm concerned, and I believe you would agree, have really called into question the merits of the existing plan and called into question this sense of urgency. So where do you think this is coming from?
Well, let me address one of the issues. There is some legitimate urgency about one issue in particular, which has to do with the spillway on the Lower Ragged Mountain Dam, which needs to be repaired. Everybody agrees to that. And so their answer was, well, instead of repairing the dam, let's just go ahead and build a new dam with a better spillway, and then it's a moot point. That spillway... We can go in, fix that spillway, shore up that dam, add some feet to that dam in just as urgent a time period, just as we can do it just as quickly as, if not quicker, than going and building a new dam. So that to me is sort of a moot point at this point. But I think you're right. I think there's been a real effort to try to prevent fact-finding, call into question the fact-finding that we've been doing. And I hear it all the time now from certain supporters of the existing plan that, oh, well, none of these studies produced any new information or helpful information or any information that changed their minds about things. But again, even if you want to just look at one of the last study we did, which showed there's no need to build a new dam. So even if you want to build a dam that's 40 foot higher than our existing dam, just add 45 feet to the existing dam, shore up the foundation, repair the spillway, and you're going to save upwards of $10 million or more versus building a new dam. That, to me, that one study, saved us $10 million. It cost a couple hundred thousand dollars. I mean, so, and then you look at the study we did on the feasibility and on dredging the reservoir. You look at particularly the studies that the city took the lead on, I think produced invaluable data Not every study I was entirely pleased with, but I think they were all warranted.
Yeah. We're talking with Dave Norris, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Chris is with us. Chris, you're on with Dave Norris. Go right ahead, buddy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. How you doing, Mr. Norris?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I've got a reason for you why people are questioning all this studying, and I think from my point of view, it's the inaction that's happened in this community over the years, even for the past 30 or 40 years, where people put off projects and then keep debating, do more studies, and nothing seems to get done. And that's really where my antipathy about this process comes from, is that, you know, if we could study it to death. And I get a feeling that comes from the fact that we have the university here, and people are so educated and got degrees, and nobody wants to make a mistake. And money, I know money has a lot to do with it. The main reason I think that this dam should be done, and should be done to a larger extent than what you were asking for, is because of the drought we had in 2002. That's the whole reason that any of this was brought up in the first place. People were elected to boards, the county board of supervisors, not so much for the city, but they were elected on the platform that they were going to make sure that we did not have a water shortage again like back in 2002.
Chris, thanks for the call. We only got a couple minutes left, and I want to give Dave a chance to respond. Great question, Chris. Thank you.
Good question. First of all, I want to reassure Chris and any listener that, again, the plan that I've outlined provides just as much water as this 45 dam, meets just as much of the need for at least 40 years. So there's not going to be – we're not shortchanging this community when it comes to meeting the water needs and avoiding a drought. Secondly, I didn't phrase that exactly right. It doesn't provide just as much water, but it meets the safe yield, I should say, which is the amount of water that we need in order to avoid a drought situation. Secondly is, I think it often happens that people will say, well, we should study something, we should delay something, because they really just don't want to do something. That is true. I can guarantee you that's not the case when it comes to this matter. This was a legitimate process of asking some really, I think, important and legitimate questions about some of the assumptions that the original plan were based on. And to me, the fact that we've got studies that are very likely could save this community millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, and still meet our water needs means that was time well spent.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Chris, thank you very much for the call. And I guess that is the whole point of these studies, is that they are, you know, they're going to save you money. I mean, if you believe in fiscal responsibility, which folks on the left and the right believe in, that's something we value as citizens. We don't want to see wasteful spending on the part of our government. I don't care how liberal or how conservative you are. We all agree on that.
Yeah.
And that's not something we value. We value fiscal responsibility, spend my money wisely. And so I see that as an effort that you've been engaged in. You recognize that this expenditure of money for this existing plan was not money well spent. This would not make sense. This was a big waste of money. And I think that a lot of the studies that the city has funded have shown that to be the case, and have offered up, especially when it comes to the dredging proposal, have offered up a different route that would save this community literally tens of millions of dollars.
I think that's quite possible.
So Monday night is the night. What time does it start?
7 o'clock Monday night, City Hall, City Council Chambers. And if you can't make that, if you want to voice your opinion on whatever side you're on, you can contact council at council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L, at charlottesville.org.
So 7 p.m. Monday night at City Council Chambers. Get there early, get a good seat, and sign in. And it's going to be a fun night.
Thanks for the opportunity, Coy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.